Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we hope and pray that you and your families are keeping well and are in the best of health. Insha'Allah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, we have a very beautiful topic of discussion, a quite important one actually, and that is contemplation over creation. And to discuss this beautiful topic with me, I have in studio none other than Maulana Muhammad Tabriz Nuri Attari Hafizahullah Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you keeping, Maulana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah.
How was your day, Maulana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah. It has been good. I hope your day is going well also. MashaAllah. Today, Alhamdulillah, we have a very beautiful topic, Mu'asab. And that is contemplation over creation. And you know, once a person contemplates over creation, then they can truly, truly understand the qudra and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we will be covering different aspects in this regard as well, inshallah. We need to, of course, you know, rejuvenate our hearts, our soul, our mind with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that, I turn to our honorable guest, Maulana Muhammad Tabriz Nuri Hafizahullah Ta'ala. For us, you know, mashallah, to rejuvenate our heart and soul in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Could you please present a kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Inshallah.
Barakallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو باغ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا تو باغ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا جو ساق کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساق کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دن بنے میں خانہ، ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ، تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، جلوائے جانانا، دل اپنا چمک اٹھے، ایمان کی پلات سے، دل اپنا چمک اٹھے، ایمان کی پلات سے، کر آنکھ بھی نورانی، اے جلوائے جانانا، کر آنکھ بھی نورانی، اے جلوائے جانانا، تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا، کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا، پانی ہے تیرا پانی، دانا ہے تیرا دانا، پانی ہے تیرا پانی، دانا ہے تیرا دانا، تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوائے جانانا، سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، تا حشر رہے روشن، نوری کا ایک آشانہ، نوری کا ایک آشانہ، نوری کا ایک آشانہ، نوری کا ایک آشانہ، تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ،
صلوا علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ علیہ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، I'm sure that has definitely rejuvenated our hearts and soul in the love of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the contemplation over creation. And this is so important. If we have to ask ourselves, how many times in a day have we actually sat down for a while, away from the busyness of this world, away from the rush of this world, and just sat down and pondered over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us have done that? Because once we do that, then we would know and recognize the power and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the all-powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and He has no partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the most dominant. When we reflect on nature, when we reflect on this world, then we would realize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's time, right, because of we are, you know, actually in a very technological era, in a very advanced era, where if we want to go somewhere, then we can get there much quicker than before. You know, before they had to travel by horse and cart, or by camel, or by horse, right? If we need to get a hold of someone, we just have to pick up our device, give them a call, and then be in contact with them. Everything is smart nowadays. You know, we got smart devices, we got smart tablets, we got smart TV, but some people are becoming less smart, Masab, and they end up with more and more, you know, not so smart because of being dependent on the smart devices that we have. And that actually, it had such an impact that it made a person, you know, forget that this entire universe, all what we see, the nature we see around us, the trees, the mountains, the oceans, everything, we are covered in this technological era, locked off from nature. Now we see people want to cut trees. And that's, you know, damaging the ecosystem.
Yes.
You know, the biodiversity, the ecosystem, all of that runs there. Each species plays an important role.
No doubt.
You know, and now we see, because maybe someone wants to build a huge factory there, or someone wants to put hotels in that place, so they would end up destroying it all, cutting it all off, just to build that factory or those hotels or whatever it may be. And then we see that people don't have the time to reflect, don't have the time to make fikr, don't have the time to ponder. So on this aspect, Masab, you know, one may ask themselves that, you know what, I'm busy, I'm working, I'm enjoying my life, I'm getting my money at the end of the month, I'm going for holiday, I'm seeing to my duties, I'm seeing to the needs of my family. Why should I be pondering? For what should I be pondering? So, Master, what is truly the purpose, you know, of a person pondering over these matters, you know, pondering over nature? How much of importance does it hold? And I'm sure, you know, there is much wisdom behind that, because, I mean, pondering can't be for nothing.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Mawlana Sahib, the biggest lie of this dunya, جو دنیا سے سب سے بڑا جھوٹ ہے وہ یہ ہے کہ اللہ عز و جل is not one. The greatest lie of the dunya is that you cannot see the truth that Allah is one.
Right.
He is the creator of this universe. So this universe invites you towards its creator.
Right.
Quran Pak emphasizes on us exploring the earth, traveling through the earth.
Right.
Yani going to places and seeing the wonders of Allah. As we go along, we will recite those ayahs.
Inshallah.
But the invitation here is because disbelievers would actually resurrect, would reject the ideology or the concept of resurrection after death. Kufar of Makkah never believed in this. Likewise, there are people who don't believe on the day of judgment. They don't believe in accountability. How can that happen? How can we be raised again? I mean, once the skin and this body is all into the sand, and everything has turned into bones and sand and dust, kaise ye ho sakta? How can life be given again? So people actually doubted the power of Allah. So Allah is inviting you to see demonstrations of His powers in the creation. So if you saw the trees, the plants, the mountains, the stars, the sky, the other planets, if you've seen the soil, the dust, if you've seen what was inside the earth, if you've seen what's above the earth, if you see how the sky is standing without no pillars, how it rains, how the clouds are standing there without nothing holding it. All these are wonders. Allah is inviting you. He says, leave Mother Nature. Allah, you haven't seen Mother Nature. Mother Nature doesn't take you so intricate and so into things, you know.
Right.
So yes, you're right about that we have become people who are smart. And that's why they say don't become too smart, because you would lose your smartness. And that's why no matter how smart you want to become in terms of technology, in terms of science, This will always make uruj, it will always make taraqqi, it will always increase in every century, in every era. Science is to get higher and to higher stages as time comes closer to Qiyamah. But no matter how high science goes and how further technology grows and goes into, but when there's no lights, you still go back to candlelights, right?
Definitely. You have to go back to your roots, back to your origin.
Likewise, Mawlana Sahib, these things are the truth. No matter how much you want to do something, you're still going to go back to its origin. Back to its root. And likewise, these are the things that Allah Azza wa Jalla wants you to contemplate and see and look. أَفَلَا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ And they make fikr, make ghoru fikr, contemplate and reflect over these things
and
seeing the wonders of Allah, because this will help you in increasing your iman if you already have iman. And if you don't have iman, these wonders invite you towards His oneness. That look at these wonders, look at the size of this mountain. It could have not just come like that by Mother Nature.
And it didn't just occur.
It didn't just occur like that. So it's like when you go for a wedding, go for a program, and you see such a big hall that's set up. Mother Nature never come and set up the hall.
Right.
The deco people came and did the deco.
Yes.
The chair people came and laid the chairs. The food people came and cooked the food. Everybody played their role in order for that hall to look so extravagant. Mm. The beauty of this world that invites people to its beauty, that you get attracted to its beauty and attractions and all of that. It's not for you to start investigating ye pahar kaise bana, ye suraj kaise bana, ye chand kaise bana. Allah Azza wa Jalla is not telling you to look at that to find out how He made it. Find out who made it.
Subhanallah.
Isko talash karo na ki ye kisne paida farmaya, na ki ye kis tarah bana, kis tarah ye cheez bani hai. So scientists will teach you the things of ashiya, the things around you, and how they are created, how they are made, what. You know, when it backdates ancient times before that, explore the earth and see the buildings, see the things, see the wonders of Allah Azza wa Jalla. See the remains of ancient people as well. You'll find it underground.
Yeah.
And this will make you contemplate that this is upon the same bones Allah gonna put meat one day and resurrect them also.
Allah.
Jiha.
Also, Rasul, you know, if we look towards the planets that are out there in space, the galaxy, if we look at Earth itself, it's suspended in space. You know, there's no pillars holding it up, you know, and that just shows that there's only one being that is in control, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we have to not look at nature, even if we have to not look at the sun or the moon, and if we look within ourselves, the human being is the most excellent creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And within us, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, it is manifested in us human beings. But just that a person doesn't ponder on those things. Like instead of, you know, looking at this person and looking at that person, we rather focus on ourselves. Instead of finding faults in that person or this person, if we focus on ourselves and see within our own human body, this is in itself the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remember, Masab, you brought the example, mashallah. I still remember it up till this day, that if we take just this one arm, you know, I remember you saying that there are joints here, and this one we can move separately.
Allah.
This we can move separately. And this, the entire arm, we can rotate it. So like that, if we have to really ponder within ourselves, we would find so many beautiful aspects within our own human body. Like, for example, take one's nose. For example, a person has hair in their nostrils, and some may not like hair to be in their nostrils. Of course, when it's coming out, when it's long, then one should trim them. But some go to the extent of even putting wax inside and then pulling it to remove all the hair of the nostrils. Now, if we have to ponder, Munasab, and ask that why is it and how is it that we have hair in our nostrils, but what purpose does it serve? And it's a small thing. It's no rocket science where we're pondering on something very, very big. Rather, we are pondering on ourselves.
Yes.
And it's mentioned that, you know, these hair that are in our nostrils, they serve a purpose. And that is that when we inhale oxygen through our nostrils, these hairs that we have, it actually blocks the dust, pollen, and all other particles from entering into our lungs. So we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled us and granted us natural air filters, subhanallah, in our nostrils. This is only one part. What about the rest of our entire body? Likewise, you know, our ears, it's open, right? An ant, it's enough for an ant to go inside. It's enough for a baby cockroach to go inside our ears. But we don't see that happening. Even this, if we have to ponder about it, we will realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a substance in our ears.
Allahu Akbar.
That even if an insect tries to enter, even if it comes inside, it wouldn't go right in. It will turn back because it cannot take the scent of that substance that's in our ears.
Hmm.
And you know, all of these are so, so fascinating, so beautiful that the Quran tells us, which of the favors of your Rabb can you deny? There is nothing that we can deny. You know, we go around complaining, I don't have this, I need more of that. I don't have much money, I want more money. I have this small car, I want a much fancier car. Yet we don't see that we have everything within us.
Yeah, I agree with you, Umar Saab. This is the truth. We have everything and we still disagree to understand, or we find it difficult to find our creator.
Mm.
You said focus on the hair that grows in the nose and the hair that grows in the ears. I mean, waqai mein aap sahi farma rahe, aap bilkul sahi farma
rahe.
This is the truth. I mean, the only time you can contemplate about the hair in your nose and ears is when you see a person who doesn't grow in his ears. Appreciation.
Yes.
You only appreciate the eyes when you see a person who's blind.
Yeah.
You appreciate the fact that you can speak is when the other person cannot speak.
Mm.
So you see good health, you appreciate the good health. When you see bad health, you appreciate good health.
Yes.
Everything has its opposites, Mulana Sahib. As you said, Mana arafa nafsahu, the one who recognizes his nafs, recognize himself. So the invitation is to look at yourself. Look at this university, as you said, Mulana Sahib. So those who study other people, they become specialists. And if you study yourself, you become Arif Billah. You become the one who recognizes Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the truth, dear viewers of the Madani channel. That people who go and study medicine and study the body parts, post-mortem kare, ek cheez ko khol karke dekhi, ye kaisa dil bana hai, how the lungs were made, how the kidneys were made. When you study that and you study medicine, you become a doctor, you become a specialist, you become someone who is very special in this department and field. Lekin apne aap ko agar koi banda study kare ki main khud kaun hu, Muhammad Tabriz is my name,
right?
And it's only my name. Who am I in reality? This Imran and Ismail and all the wonderful names that we have, mashallah, is just your name to remember you. But in reality, who are you? So imagine, we see this every day, we see humans every day on planet, so it has lost its value. But the truth of the matter is, Mulana Sahib, that every species in the dunya, as you mentioned, all of this reminds you that there is some creator. I mean, insan hone se pehle hum kya the? Ask yourself this and your answer will come, that you was a drop of liquid. From a drop of liquid, if Allah Azza wa Jalla has made you this human being who has perfect limbs and body parts free from defects, right? And you are fine in your structure, you are fine in your body parts. But before this, what were you? The answer will be again, I was a drop of liquid.
Allah.
Okay, Allah. After becoming everything, what are you going to become? The answer will be nothing.
Right.
I'm going to go back to the soil and become part of the soil.
Yeah. Back to your
origin. And Allah is inviting you towards the same thought. Afala yatafakkarun. Think, when you was nothing, I made you something. And now when you become nothing again, I will create you from the same soil. But this time here, you will not go through the process of being born from your mother, then drinking her milk, then growing up and going through the challenges. Allah is so qadir. He is so great. Allah Azza wa Jalla has so much of power that He will bring you to your original form, even if you were eaten by a shark.
Allah.
Even if you were burnt to ashes, even if you were drowned, no matter what have happened to you, may have happened to you, Allah Kareem will bring you back the way you were when you died. So this is what Allah is inviting you towards. Ki chaand suraj ko dekho, jab ye ban sakti hai, then what is the haysiyat of this?
Yes. Like, Masa, you know, if you look at Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam and his donkey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after 100 years, raised the donkey of Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam back to life to show the people that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who takes life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who would resurrect each and every one of us.
Subhanallah.
What's really interesting is that we have eyes, right? And nowadays, man came up, well, not nowadays, but back then, man came up with this idea of, they thought to themselves, you know what, we have beautiful memories in our lives. We go to different places, we view different things. Why don't we come up with something that can capture these beautiful moments in our lives? And they came up with this invention of a camera that would capture their beautiful moments in their life. And those cameras, those devices that we see nowadays that's so technologically advanced, right? These cameras, they may be capturing pictures, they may be clicking pictures, but there's always a limit. There is a limit to it. It can only take a certain amount of storage space, maybe 256 gig or 1 terabyte, whatever it may be. But there is a limit to it. But when it comes to the human being, we see that our eyes captures images every single day. Like right now, I am capturing you in my mind and you are capturing me. And this is staying in our internal memory that we have from the time, you know, we reach that age of where we can now understand things, where we can now visualize things, where we can now hear things. Since from that age on, we capture all of this and still we remember it. Some we remember, some we may have forgotten, but it is stored there. And it's proven fact, you know, according to research, that the human mind is such that it captures so many thousands of thousands, rather millions of images in one day. Compared to the invention of man, which is a camera, and people get so fascinated. Oh, this camera has so much of megapixel. This camera has autofocus. Our eyes are natural cameras. And these are all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we have to ponder, you know, over all of these, Allah we would find so many fascinating things within us. And also, what's really fascinating is, well, many out there may not have pondered over this fact or may not have thought about this fact, but we see it every day, and that is our shadows. What purpose do our shadows serve? We all see our shadows. We see a tree, the tree got its own shadow. We see any object, the object itself got its own shadow. So the Holy Quran, subhanallah, the Holy Quran, it tells us this. It tells us about, you know, our shadows. And in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ يَتَفَيَّأُ ظِلَالُهُ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَالشَّمَائِلِ سُجَّدًا لِلَّهِ وَهُمْ دَاخِرُونَ. The translation from Kanzul Irfan is, did they not see that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, its shadows incline to the right and the left in prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are being submissive, subhanallah. Now here, Masab, this is so, so beautiful that our shadows, we see it every day, right? And our shadows does not possess intellect, does not possess the faculty of seeing, of hearing, of understanding, but yet our shadows are in prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in submissiveness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And us, you know, human beings, Allah Ta'ala grants us intellect, the faculty of understanding, the faculty of seeing, the faculty of hearing, and still we human beings are not entirely submissive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, how beautiful is this, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Can you imagine our own shadows? They are being submissive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you and I, we have intellect. Are we being submissive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala granted us Iman, our greatest wealth. Are we being obedient towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So when we reflect, when we have fikr, when we ponder over these matters within ourselves, this is within ourselves, not even out, not even in this world. We're not even talking about nature as it. We're talking about ourselves. And part of ourselves is our shadow.
And but with the shadow, one of us comes, the shadows of any other thing.
Right. Yes.
On this planet. It's an open invitation.
Right.
If you cannot find your own shadow, then you can look at the shadows of others.
Right.
That the shadow, as you mentioned, when the sun rises, the shadow is on the right.
Uh-huh.
When the sun sets, the shadow is on the left. Mm-hmm. And Allah Kareem is showing us that the shadows become subservient to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ki ye dekho, insan khud subservient nahi magar uska shadow subservient
hai. Allah, Allah.
Insan and human does not follow the orders of Allah Azza wa Jalla of making sujood, but the shadow by the afternoon is already in sajda
itself. Allah, Allah. Allah, look at the humility that even the shadow
is showing. Allahu Akbar. Yani, ek saaye ke paas itna humility hai, khofe khuda hai, ki wo sujood mein nikal jata hai. Aur hum insaan hai, humko to badarja ola samajhna chahiye, sochna chahiye. Afla yatafakkarun. Hame gaur o fikr karna chahiye. Acha, Maulana Sahib,
ji,
that's also one angle of looking at the shadows, right?
Right.
And the shadows of anything and everything.
Right.
Lekin aaj tak hum sochi nahi hai. But the Quran is asking you. You spoke on big matters in the dunya. You like to speak about intricate things of the dunya. Usab chhod do. Ek sai ki baat karo. Speak about the shadow. Yani Allah is going to show you that via a shadow you can find, you can reach Him. If you can understand the reason of a shadow and how subservient a shadow is to Allah Azza wa Jalla, then you will get to know who your creator is, or you will get to know that yes, your creator is one. However, in the Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla also says, Mawlana Sahib, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوْبِ السَّمَاءِ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Now, here Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ. Allahu Akbar. Did they not see the birds?
Allah.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوْبِ السَّمَاءِ. Made compliant in the open sky, Mulana Sahib. It's made compliant in the open sky. Khule asman mein. Hawaii chal rahi hai. There's storms, there's winds, but those birds,
they still move.
They would tear anything. And right. They are flying. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, none sustains them except Allah.
Allah.
None sustains them except Allah. Ma yumsikuhunna illa Allah.
Subhanallah.
And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, inna fi dhalika la ayatin liqawmin yu'minun. Surely in this there are certainly signs for the people of faith. So those who have iman, after seeing a bird, even your iman is supposed to increase.
Yes. So it's more stronger.
And those who don't have faith in iman, see a bird and then understand ki how a bird opens its wings and closes its wings, how it folds its legs and then opens its legs, how it does its landing, its takeoff.
Allah,
it's just amazing to watch an eagle fly up in the air, above in the air, to see all these vultures and birds, how they fly. There are many birds who cannot fly. There are birds that can fly. How Allah have made them. Allah is inviting you towards this thought as well. And then shaitan comes to tell you, no, say it's Mother Nature.
Allah,
it's Mother the Nature. Big Bang 5 theory, you know. All these theories comes to an end, dear viewers of Madini channel. Think and contemplate. Science have not reached to that limit, Mawlana Sahib. Ki kya bataya jaye? Allahu Akbar. Can you invent even a wing the size equivalent to a mosquito?
Not at all.
Can science of today invent a mosquito's wing, in other words? Yani makhi ya machhar ko le le, uski jo pank hai, Allahu Akbar, a small thing as that. And how many seconds, how many times a fly flaps its wings, Mawlana Sahib.
And that's so fast.
And so fast.
Yeah.
So think about all these things. Yeah, look at ants, look at other insects, look at other creatures. What brains and what dimag? And if there is brains and where is it, please open and show it to me how it looks inside.
And an ant is so small.
So small.
So tiny.
But Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught it how to feed its family, how to build homes. Look at makri, look at these spiders. Yeah. How they net their webs.
Yeah.
All these are invitation to us not to investigate that item and that thing. No. Not to fall in love with that, but rather to fall in love with its creator. Because we are living in the biggest world. Yani we are living on such a big planet, Mawlana Sahib, and we can't find the truth, which is Allah Azza wa Jalla. Living in the dunya, using the facilities which Allah has created for you and I, and yet we cannot find and we cannot see the truth, and we believe in multiple gods, we believe in Allah not being the creator, we believe in no messengers came to this earth. How is it possible? Allah Azza wa Jalla sent you here for a test, and He sent those messengers from time to time to remind you. And if you've forgotten, then the things around you will remind you that yes, He does exist. So, yeah, Mulana Sahib, imagine a bird. Yes, insan, they after taken ideas from there, they saw the birds, they saw other creatures, and the options of aeroplanes, helicopters, all these things come about. Yeah, you took the idea from there, and you were able to make something. Allah. And if you went a little more deeper than that, and you left speaking about making something after seeing something, but rather, subhanAllah, that thing which has mesmerized you, which has fascinated you, which has made you go into the state of shock, that wow, even this wonders, then subhanAllah, you're supposed to know that this is nothing. The Creator is much more greater than that.
Allah.
Yeah, it's much more greater than
Also, Masam, you know, if you have to look at the falcon, which is also a type of bird, and when you look at the falcon, you see that its wings, right? It keeps its wings straight without even flapping. And it's just there suspended in the air. It's not flapping its wings. It's just still, but its head is moving towards the left, towards the right, looking for its prey. And that gives the falcon its autofocus, more focus to see where is my prey, where can I get my next meal. And from there, you know, they came up, I've been reading this, you know, according to research, that they've came up with the idea of inventing the jet, because they took the aerodynamics of the falcon, of how it's so stable and so precise, and that's how they got it, you know, to invent and to make jets. Subhanallah, so we see that man takes inspiration from nature to invent what they need to invent. And also I've seen that, you know, ants, they're so tiny. And in my own yard, I've seen that there was a trail of ants, right? All these ants, they are carrying small particles in their mouth. And I've literally seen one ant, the particle, it dropped. That ant went back to pick it up, and he continued on its way, went underground, came back up, and went back to get that particle. And like that, they continued. If we have to look at that and ponder over that, I mean, they are animals. You know, we as human beings, we are blessed with akal, we are blessed with intellect. But they are teaching us that, you know, we are so small, so tiny, yet we are still not giving up, no matter what the difficulty may be, but we are not giving up. Likewise, I remember one parable, there was a king, right? He went into the battle, but he turned out to be defeated. And each time he tried and tried again, but he was getting defeated. Eventually, he got so tired of it that he went into his room and he just rested. And whilst he was there, the next day he came out and he saw an ant. This ant was going up a mountaintop, or like a small hill, right? It was going up, but it fell down.
Allah.
It went back up again, it fell down. It went up, fell. This continued for some time until eventually the ant made it to the top and reached its destination. From that, the king took inspiration and said that if this ant, so small, can achieve its destination, can get success, and what about me?
Allah.
And from there, he took this inspiration. When he went onto the battlefield, he became victorious. You know, so we see from nature, we can take so much of things, and all of it, you know, it shows us the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the mountains, Muasal. The mountains, as the Quran mentions, that they are as pegs on this earth to keep the earth stable, for the earth to have stability. The mountains are there. And on the other hand, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in the Holy Quran that if the Quran had to be revealed on the mountain, then the mountain would perish, it will crumble into pieces due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these things, if we have to really ponder them, we know that there is only one that is in control, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Another way, Mulana Sahib. Millions of species on the planet.
Yes,
Allah accepts. There is so many types of plants and veggies growing in different parts of the soil, of the ground, on land. Different types of fruits and plants we get in other countries, different here. Humans and animals both are benefiting from one zameen, one land that's giving us various types of veggies, different types of edible items to eat.
Yeah.
Look at the huge trees that are talking to the mountains and talking to the clouds.
Allah.
Everything and those fruits that we enjoy. I mean, can you imagine we eating big watermelon? But the DNA of that is in a seed.
Allah,
so tiny seed. So what Mother Nature put everything in the seed as well. The size, the color of the tree, the trunk of the tree, the taste of the fruit, everything is in one small seed. And that is the origin of human as well.
Subhanallah.
You also have a seed. We all have seeds. And Allah Kareem will put life back on in us, inshallah. Give us life again. As he says, Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. So just as Allah Azza wa Jalla has created us from the soil, He simply created us from the soil. We are going to return back to the soil. And only to it we are going to return. Yeah. And only from it Allah Kareem will resurrect us on the Day of Judgment. This is the plan that others are already gone there, Mawlana Sahib,
right,
to the second stage. They are waiting for us to go there as well.
Yeah.
And everybody has got a respite, a time and term fixed for him. When the term comes to an end, it will be too late to contemplate on these matters.
Yeah.
Because then you will see the reality with the eye of your soul and ruh to actually see and explore. Yes, okay, right now, this is the dunya that I never understand on the Lord. The dunya is attracting you with its beauty, but do not look at the beauty and get so attracted that you may forget the creator. This is the fear that we may have.
Like the big, tall buildings.
Anything in the dunya, the beauty of the dunya. Look at Table Mountain, for example.
Right.
Go to find the wonders of the earth, the 7 to 8 wonders. Mm-hmm. People go to see them. They travel, they spend thousands of rands. And you spend those thousands of rands to see, wonderful, take out some pictures, tell the whole dunya where I've been. I've shown the wonders of the dunya. So if things like that can fascinate you, then it means we are still far from the creator. It should fascinate you to make you contemplate that if the creator is so great, can do this, then every other thing is also possible. When your iman increases, then your fear for him will also increase. Love for him will also increase.
Subhanallah.
Obedience to Allah will also increase. All of this is after recognition, after understanding.
Yes.
And you can only understand is when you contemplate, when you reflect and you ponder over something. So even if you are Muslims, even if you are a born Muslim, allow for your iman to increase once you witness and see these wonders of Allah. And if you aren't a Muslim, if Islam has not yet entered into your heart, then look at these points and understand these points here. Subhanallah. Allah Kareem is great, Mulana Sahib. You and I, we can never, never, ever imagine the vastness of His mercy, the qudrat, the power. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once was traveling to some place and Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to show him His powers and His qudrat. So he said, Musa alayhi salam, should I show you something extraordinary? Upon which he says, why not? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, use your asa and strike this rock. The rock split, there was another rock inside that rock.
Right.
Allah Azza wa Jalla said, strike this rock as well and split it open. He burst a second and there was a third.
Allah.
To which he was said, burst this rock as well. He split that rock open with his asa to find a single worm inside this rock that had a dana and had a crumb in his mouth. And it said, oh my creator, hear me. Oh my creator, feed me.
Subhanallah.
Praise be to you. Praise be to you. Allah Azza wa Jalla removed the parda from the ears of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and allowed for him, just as Sulaiman alayhi salam heard what the ant said from 3 miles away.
Allah.
Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard what the ant said. Yeah, the ant was praising Allah Azza wa Jalla and asking Allah for sustenance. And within 3 layers of a rock, if Allah can grant that chunti, that ant or that worm, that creature rosy, then we are insans. We worship Him. We have sound intellect, as you said, Mawlana Sahib. So Allah Azza wa Jalla would never leave us stranded. Even rosy and sustenance itself is a big qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I mean, look at the fact that how He sustains the whole dunya, Mawlana Sahib. From the fish and shark and other creatures of the ocean to the land, to the wilds and jungles and the forests.
Yeah.
Look at Amazon. I mean, 1% of it has not, only just 1% has been explored apparently, or not even a percent of it.
Mm.
And how much more does it have and offer to the dunya?
Even the ocean.
Even the ocean. So all of those things within are being sustained by one creator. And everything will come to an end and nothing will exist. As I said, Banana Sahib, everything in the very beginning we discussed, right? Technology is increasing and it's going very vast and very fast, on a very fast pace, we would say.
Yes.
But the same dunya will end with swords.
Hmm.
Where will all the technology go?
Allah.
The same dunya, as I said, no matter how great technology becomes, you still go back to candlelights, right?
Yes.
Likewise, no matter how great the dunya gets and goes with terms of technology, you're still going to come back to the origin. And humans are going to come back to swords, and all those weapons and ammunition that we have will all come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
This intellect will also come to an end, because Allah's Qudrat is very vast, Mawlana Sahib. We cannot even fathom and imagine what is the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Thus, we should just keep fearing Him and follow the hukum of Allah. Qul siru fil ard. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, explore the earth. So don't explore for your nafs. Explore to increase your iman. Because when you're going to see things, you are going to be happy either way. But say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, there is none worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jalla. Who else can do all of this?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And that's why Muhammad, it's encouraged for us so much to travel in the earth, so that we may see the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So that was really, really inspiring. And I'm sure, you know, our views of Madani channel must have taken inspiration to this, that when we ponder, then we should realize that this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's it, the views of Madani channel, that Allah ta'ala blessed us with time, right? In a day, we do have different things that we have to see to. Yes, we do have our family to see to. Yes, we do have our work to see to. We do have our business to see to. But ask yourself this question, when have I made fikr? When have I pondered over the creation? When have I contemplated over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we have time. Let's make that time to sit for a while. Even if it's 15 minutes, even if it's 10 minutes or half an hour, however much is comfortable for you, take that time, reflect and ponder that there is only one being that is in control of this entire universe, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look around you, the trees, this land that we are in, it's one domain. And then if we go into the ocean, that is a different domain on its own, a different life on its own. If we go into the ocean, right, and if we stay under there, we will die because we're not getting oxygen. But to the fish and to the species, the creatures that are in the ocean, that is the habitat. If we ponder over it, they are also getting sustained by who? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, man has found out that the deepest part of the ocean is the Mariana Trench. But that's according to the knowledge of man. Perhaps, you know, there is definitely much deeper parts than that in the ocean. It's just that we do not know about it. So use your time wisely. And one of those ways to use them wisely is to ponder and contemplate over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasa, we have just 1 minute left. Are there any parting words for our viewers of Madani channel?
Alhamdulillah, today's silsila was about contemplation, and I think we will go back to what our pious predecessors have said. A person who attained the company of a arif billah, a person who has the cognizance or recognition of Allah Azza wa Jalla, through the blessings of such company who has the recognition of Allah, through the blessings of such a pious company, through the barakat of that type of company, Allah will give you the recognition of your own nafs. Such a person would learn who he is himself. Or jisne apne aap ko pehchana, usne rab ko pehchan liya. At the end of the day, Allah just wants you to know one thing, that he is the creator, and for you not to make other people creation. And you do not make others the creator. That we have created this and we have created that and man has created this. Leave all the creations and focus on one creator. How beautiful he is. How powerful he is. And the more we're going to think into that direction, inshallah, the more abstinent, the more pious, the more God-fearing we shall become. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah, Mawlana Sahib. Well, the viewers of Madani channel, that's it for now. And we hope that you have, you know, really, really learned something from this. Inshallah, we will be back next week with much more beautiful topics to discuss, inshallah. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.